At this hour, Pope John Paul II is in Damascus. John Paul is on a six-day journey following the path of St. Paul with a mind toward healing historic divisions. In Syria, the Pope is calling for a brokered peace in the Middle East. Earlier today, he paid a brief visit to Greece. Now, some Greek religious leaders were initially skeptical about his visit there, but today they express satisfaction with his condemnation of wrongs committed by Roman Catholics against Greek Orthodox over the centuries. NPR's Sylvia Pagioli now files this report from Athens.
The mood in Greece on John Paul's arrival was chilly, bordering on hostile. No Orthodox prelates were at the airport to welcome him. In the last week, there had been several protest demonstrations by ultra-conservative Orthodox monks and nuns in which the Pope had been denounced as the arch-heretic and two-horned, grotesque monster. Many prelates had denounced the Orthodox Holy Synod for dropping its veto of the papal visit. And for the first time in his 22-year papacy, John Paul had to listen to a litany of grievances against Catholics from another religious leader. Archbishop Christodoulos lamented that the Vatican has never asked for pardon. But immediately afterwards, John Paul stunned his host with a stinging condemnation of the sins committed by Catholics against their Orthodox brothers and sisters. The Pope cited in particular what the Orthodox considered the deepest wound, the sack of Orthodox Constantinople by Catholic crusaders in 1204. The two religious leaders then embraced, and Archbishop Christodoulos told journalists that he was very happy with John Paul's words, which he said had made possible a resumption of the theological dialogue between the two churches that had been blocked for years. The day closed with a solemn ceremony accompanied by chamber music on the Areopagus Hill across from the Acropolis. It was here that the Apostle St. Paul preached to skeptical Greek philosophers about 2,000 years ago. Seated on a platform, the two religious leaders listened as their joint statement was read in English by Catholic Cardinal Angelo Sodano.
We condemn all recourse to violence, proselytism, and fanaticism in the name of religion.
The joint statement also expressed common unease with globalization and the increasing secularization of Europe.
We shall do everything in our power so that the Christian roots of Europe and this Christian soul may be preserved unviolated.
Only a few hundred yards away, an anti-papal protest was taking place. At an Orthodox church, the bells tolled in mourning as black-robed monks and nuns came to express their grief. But their numbers were substantially smaller than at earlier anti-pope demonstrations this week. There were only about 150 protesters. After centuries of tensions, the papal visit is seen as a turning point in Catholic-Orthodox relations. For John Paul, this was a crucial event before another important visit he is scheduled to make next month to Ukraine, and for his long-cherished dream of visiting Moscow before he dies. Russian and Ukrainian Orthodox have urged the Pope to cancel his trip to Ukraine. The Orthodox world is angered by the activities of the Uniates, those churches that follow Orthodox ritual but which are loyal to the Pope. They call them the Trojan horse of the Catholic Church and accuse them of poaching among Orthodox faithful. In his speeches in Greece, John Paul sidestepped the Uniates controversy, but he is counting on the positive impression he has left in Greece, whose Orthodox Church had always been one of the most critical of the Vatican. In fact, its leader, Archbishop Christodoulos, is about to go to Moscow to debrief the Russian Patriarch on the papal visit. Sylvia Pagioli, NPR News, Athens.